to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom.
Welcome back. Today is our first day back from spring break in Galesburg, and I hope that all teachers had an opportunity to rest and enjoy themselves a bit in preparation for the end of our school year. Today is our PD scholarship application deadline. If you have not already done so, please listen to episode 6 or visit bit.ly/PDScholar to learn the details. You were sent an email back in March explaining the process, so please see that email, the website, for the application rubric and FAQs. Our tech survey also closes today. If you have not already done so, please take a moment to visit bit.ly/18techsurvey to provide your feedback. Listen for more details in episode 5. As educators, we enjoy the freedom to use a lot of materials for educational purposes within the four walls of our classrooms. However, sharing or posting information on websites or social media may be copyright infringement because those rules no longer apply to us. Just because we find it on a worksheet sharing site doesn't mean that we get to post it for the world to see. Reusing information we find in blog posts or social media can also be illegal or at the very least very bad form. So today I thought I'd give you and your students just a quick bit of advice on how to protect yourselves from copyright infringement, as well as how to protect the original work, thoughts, and ideas of others in the process. First off, when you find something online, you're usually going to be okay by embedding or sharing a link to that original source. However, sharing a link to the Google search page where you found the quote, image, or video is not enough. It is vitally important that you do your due diligence to trace the document or image back to the original post. If you create a post or lesson based on something that someone else has done, it is always a good and necessary idea to give a hat tip or a shout-out link, often shortened to H/T or S/O, back to the original post that gave you the idea. For example, this podcast episode was inspired by a recording of a video webinar on copyright featuring Richard Byrne and Beth Holland from October 18th, 2017. I found the video in a Google search that brought me to a post by Richard Byrne on his blog entitled Free Tech for Teachers from March 14th, 2018. This post included a link to a blog post on his other blog, Practical Ed Tech, from November 19th, 2017. In that post, I found the video embedded from YouTube, and clicking on the embedded video brought me to the webinar recording housed on YouTube originally. So while I'm summarizing ideas in my own words, the inspiration for the ideas was from this original video, so I would post on my blog H/T to Beth Holland and Richard Byrne and include a hyperlink attached to that text back to that original YouTube video recording. And I would strongly encourage all educators to visit that video and watch it in its entirety to more fully understand the importance of appropriate credit when using online resources. Last, there are lots of places on the internet where you can get free or very low-cost resources to use with classes. Just remember, just because you paid for a PDF does not mean that you can post that PDF for anyone else to find and use. Always check the usage policies associated with the item carefully before posting anything on the website. Try to contact the owner or creator of the work via email if needed and make sure that it's okay to use it. If you're not sure, link to the site where you found it so others can find it in the same way you did and they can pay to access it just like you did. The
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.